And for the first question, what initially got you interested in research related to reproductive biology?
Sure, thank you, Victor. So my research is focused on ovary toxicology. So when I started my PhD study, I actually primarily focused on the uterus or uterine biology and embryo implantation. So it is a very important research field in reproductive biology and also women's fertility. I learned that the uterus is highly regulated by two important hormones, estrogen and progesterone, and both of them are from the ovary. So, and also the ovary is further regulated by the neuroendocrine organs that, such as the hypothalamus and the pituitary. So I feel this is amazing that the different organs, they talk to each other and regulate each other to support the general women's reproductive health and also fertility. So that is one of the reason I, after I finished my PhD study, I joined Dr. Teresa Woodruff lab and focus on the upstream organ, the ovary. So that is why I focus on the ovary. And the reason I focus on the toxicology is primarily because I actually went to medical school in China. And that way, I primarily focus on the preventive medicine or toxicology. So that means I have toxicology background. So after I have my own lab, I kind of combine my previous background in ovary biology and toxicology together to form my current research focus on ovary toxicology or female reproductive toxicology. Yeah.
All right, very cool. So kind of bringing all the different things together.
Yeah.
And then for the second question, what would you say is the overarching goal for your research program? Or in other words, what are the major impacts that you are hoping your research program or your research will achieve ultimately?
Sure. So my current lab again is primarily focused on ovary toxicology, but more specifically, we study how phenobiotics, such as clinical drugs and also environmental contaminants, adversely affect a woman's ovary function and the associated fertility. So we use both traditional in vivo animal models and also the novel 3D tissue culture and organ on chip model based on microfluidic technology to study the ovary toxicology. I would say the major impact we want to make is that we want to understand the toxic effects and also the underlying mechanism of a chemical such as endocrine disrupting chemicals or chemotherapeutic drug on women's ovary function and fertility. So in this way, we can develop a preventive and also therapeutic method to protect a women's ovary function, fertility, and also the ovary associated endocrine functions.
Awesome. I'm going to stop recording now.